Sefer Shoftim Perek Tet Zayin. In this perek, we discuss the story of Shimshon the Delilah and the downfall of Shimshon. Again, before we start, I'd like to add, these are the seemingly more difficult prakim to understand, and it's really beyond the scope of this year to delve into the many fine points and details of these prakim. However, the svarim are open to all who would like to delve deeper and learn the svarim of Navi. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Shimshon Azasa Vayirisham Isha Zona Vayavu Aleha. Shimshon traveled towards Aza and he met a woman there. The Kli Yakar explains, Shimshon did not go there to sin, rather it was a public place where he could spread the word that he, Shimshon, has come to town. The people of the town heard and quietly planned to ambush Shimshon in the morning. Shimshon awoke in the middle of the night completely lifted up the deadbolt doors with the threshold of the city gate, lifted it right off the gate. Shimshon put it on his shoulders and brought it to a mountaintop. The Das Sofer points out, although the Plishtim were planning to ambush Shimshon in the middle of the night, after seeing what Shimshon had just done and seeing his sheer strength, no one said a word to him, as they were petrified. Now in Pasuk Dalet, we'd like to turn to the story of Shimshon, the Navi of Shimshon and Delilah. In Pasuk Dalet it says, "Vayhi acharei kein, vayehav isha v'nachos sorek, u'shmo Delilah." It was after some time Shimshon fell in love with a girl from Nachos Sorek, and her name was Delilah. Just a word on the name, Delilah comes from the word Dal, meaning poor and impoverished, because this woman would eventually leave Shimshon with nothing left. Alternatively, Delilah comes from the word Lila, meaning nighttime, because she darkened Shimshon's life like the nighttime, ultimately leading to his demise. Delilah also has the word in it, Yalala, meaning lamenting and bemoaning, because it was through her crying, lamenting, and nagging that she found out Shimshon's secret, the source of his strength. The Plishtim put pressure on Delilah to find out the source of Shimshon's strength. They promised her 1,100 pieces of silver from each member of the delegation. They told Delilah they want to know the source of his strength so this way they could protect their own people. The Ritzudas points out that Delilah knew if she didn't cooperate, the Plishtim would kill her. Delilah consents. Delilah questions Shimshon on how he can be bound by ropes. Shimshon responds, "If you bind me with 7 wet ropes that have never been dried, then I'll be like any other person," as it says in Pasuk Ches, "V'chalisa v'hayisi ke'echad ha'adam." If then I'll be just like a regular person. The Das Sofer adds, Shimshon was surprised by her question, but reasoned that a wife would want to know her husband's strength. The Plishtim bring Delilah the ropes. Delilah binds Shimshon. The Plishtim are waiting to ambush Shimshon. In the next room, Delilah calls out. Delilah puts the ropes on Shimshon. Then Delilah calls out, "The Plishtim are upon you." Shimshon snaps the cords. And the cords were singed with fire from Shimshon's pure strength. The Ma'am Lois points out, Delilah said, the Plishtim are upon you, in order to make it look like she was not planning to do this, to make it look like she was not part of the plan. So she said, "The Plishtim are upon you," as if she had nothing to do with this. The Navi goes on, she presses Shimshon another 2 times, in a similar vein. Each time Shimshon tells her a different way he can be captured with ropes, different way he can be captured, and then breaks free. The Mincha Katana points out, at this point Delilah had understood Shimshon's strength was miraculous and did not come through natural means. In Pasuk Tesvav, Vatomer Lov, after she saw what had happened, the Pasuk says, Vatomer Lov, Eich Toma Vasicha, "How can you say that you love me?" she says to Shimshon. "V'libucha ain't iti, your heart is not with me. Zeh shalosh pa'amim bi, Zeh shalosh pamim hisilesa bi. 3 times you lied to me. V'lo yigadata li bameh kochach gadol. And you did not tell me how you are so strong. What is the source of your strength? Shimshon now spills his heart out to her. Shimshon explains he is a nazir, kodesh merechem. My strength comes from my hair. If my hair was cut, then I'll be like any other man. Hayisi kikol adam. And pasuk yotes, Delilah feels Shimshon is now telling her the truth. Delilah lulls Shimshon to sleep. Delilah cuts off Shimshon's 7 locks of hair. Delilah again calls out, the plishtim are upon you. And pasuk ches, Shimshon awakes from his sleep and expresses desire to fight back. Although Shimshon felt his strength was gone, but Shimshon did not realize Hashem was not with him. As it says in the pasuk ches, who lo yada ki Hashem sama elav. He did not know Hashem was with him. We're going to continue this parak tomorrow in the next year about Shimshon's final demise and his last efforts to save Klal Yisrael and destroy the Plishtim. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.